and we're back.
Okay, here we go.
Wakey, wakey.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Good morning. Are you awake?
Good morning, sir. Well,
good morning to you, too.
That's what I want to see first thing in the morning.
I'm glad you're here. Good morning.
Let's do our best to make a good first impression.
Time for my favorite show.
We proudly present this show.
It's Tuesday.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Good morning and welcome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air here for WROR. And how's everyone doing on this fine Tuesday morning?
Well, I'm great. I'm sad for you guys because I know the Celtics lost.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
You know, that goes out to people who stayed up that late.
Well, the deal was we won three of the battles, but we lost the war. We got beat in the first quarter. We got beat in the first 8 minutes of the ball game.
Yep.
Basically.
You did?
Yeah. Just couldn't hit anything. So. But we've all got tomorrow night.
That's right.
Home court advantage. So here we go, Tuesday morning. Things we have coming up on the program today. Actually, I stayed up late just to watch Miss USA last night.
I figured you did.
Yeah,
me too.
That was on the list of things. I was like, oh, that happened?
Yeah,
I DVR'd it. I'm going to watch it at lunch.
Okay, good. Yeah. The winner of Miss USA was Sarah Rose Summers, who's Miss Nebraska.
Wow, spoiler alert. Hank said he was going to watch it at lunch,
right.
Lauren.
I'm sorry, Hank.
I don't, is she hot?
Very inconsiderate.
Oh, my.
Miss Nebraska. Now, there's something you don't hear very often. Boy, I sure do Miss Nebraska.
Nope.
Never hear that one, do you? Okay, we'll give the Dancing with the Stars grand finale was last night.
American Idol was last night. Yep. Lots of spoiler alerts. Lots of I just feel like, I mean, I was very kind of interested in Dancing with the Stars because I was a hater in that game. But the rest
right.
of it just kind of passed me by.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Royal Wedding by the numbers. The ratings, TV ratings are in on that. Huge.
Yeah.
A lot of people watch that thing.
Some people watched it three times.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it at lunch.
Scientific. Hank's, he's torn. He was thinking about watching lunch, but then he wanted to watch Miss USA.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it at dinner, actually.
Okay. The scientific segment of the program this morning, we're going to tell you why it's hard to swat a fly. There's a special scientific reason behind that. Let me see. Oh, special feature this morning. By the time you're 35, we'll need your help on this one. These are things you need to do, supposedly, by the time you're 35, okay? And anything further, Father, we should...
No, I have a couple of spoiler alerts at 7:45, and also stay tuned, because at 7:45, Dirty Laundry Report, you are going to find out what song Paul Simon's hates that's his song.
Okay. All of this is coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, and win a grand in 60 seconds in 10 minutes from right now.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
The excitement is beginning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, because a gentleman is standing by on the line right now. His name is Jack Herod. Jack is a carpenter. He's from Foxborough, Massachusetts. Good morning, Jack, and welcome
morning,
to Winograd. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, yourself?
Great, thank you. So, you know what's going to happen, right, Jack? Give you a little heads up here. LBF is going to give you a bunch of questions here. Going to give you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer those questions. During that time, you'll hear the ticker in the background. When the 60 seconds has ended, you'll hear a loud buzzer. Now, if you get all the answers and you get them all correct within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash. At any time during the competition, you can say pass, move on to the next question, and then if you have time left at the end, you can come back and pick it up. Okay? So, time pending. You get them all right, you're going to get $1,000. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
I am.
3, 2, 1, go.
On which day of the week is Thanksgiving celebrated?
Thursday.
How old were Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison when they died?
Pass.
What is 10 times 10?
100.
Which character is the first to speak in Star Wars?
Pass.
Which company is the largest chocolate manufacturer in the United States?
Hershey's.
Name one of the original five VJs on MTV.
Pass.
In which state is the Grand Canyon?
Colorado.
Name the luxury liner that sunk after hitting an iceberg in 1912.
HMS Titanic.
Who is the speaker of the famous speech, I Have a Dream?
Martin Luther King.
In 1977, Xavier Roberts invented this doll.
Raggedy Ann and Andy.
How old were Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison when they died?
27.
Which character is the first to speak in Star Wars?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Name one of the original five VJs on MTV.
Pass.
Did pretty well.
Okay.
It was
six right.
It was tough. Six right. You missed two. You missed three, and you passed on one.
Okay, so which character is the first to speak in Star Wars? C-3PO, one of the original five VJs on MTV. You could have said Martha Quinn, Nina Blackwood, Mark Goodman, J.G. Jackson, or Alan Hunter. The Grand Canyon is in Arizona, not Colorado.
It's the Colorado River that throws people off.
And in 1977, Xavier Roberts invented the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh.
Right?
Cabbage Patch.
Did you have one? Come on, you can tell us. We'll
That's
tell,
okay.
We won't
tell us all.
No, you had Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Yeah.
You did really well, though.
Yep,
and I think we have, like...
No problem. We got a consolation prize for you. A pair of tickets to see Dead & Company. Get
a
load of that.
Wow.
Yep, May 30th, Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now. Visit LiveNation.com. And anybody else? Hey, by the way, thank you very much for playing. Jack, have a great day. Thanks for being a member of the Nation. We appreciate it, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, next chance to play is coming up tomorrow, and it could be you. If you have not registered, you got to register, and we could select you randomly, and you could be playing the game. Simply log on to WRR.com, and you could play Win a Grand in 60 seconds next, right here at WRR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LVF, Hank, and Brian.
Are we all ready for your 620 Men for Maine? Let's get to it. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus goes to visit his father at the Bangor Nursing Home and Mortuary when we hear this conversation.
So, Pa, what's new?
Well, I'm thinking about marrying Widow Perkins down the hall here.
Well, are you sure you want to do that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Well, is she good-looking?
Oh, no, she's as ugly as a stump.
Well, is she a good cook?
No, can't cook at all.
Well, is she fun to be with?
No, she's absolutely miserable.
Well, then she must be good in bed.
Oh, no. She's horrible.
Well, for God's sakes, why would you want to marry her?
Because she reminds me so much of your mother.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorna and Wally Show.
Okay. Coming up next, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show, what is this sound?
Wow.
What is that sound?
What is it?
Was that the Celtics last night?
One more time.
Okay, we'll reveal that coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so now let's seriously, do you think you recognize the noise here? Could we hear the... give us a call if you think you know what this is. Okay, give us
a...
Okay,
ready?
Okay, we're ready. Okay, here we go.
One more time.
Okay.
Okay,
so hang on. Let me grab this. Yeah, good morning. It's ROR.
Good morning, Lauren. I was just wondering if that was LB after about six tequila shooters.
Oh, my God.
It does
good
sound
guess.
Familiar, doesn't
it? He holds her liquor better than that.
Okay, that's close, but thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
What a
he did a very good impression right there.
Yeah,
okay, can
we
hear that just one more time? Here.
Okay.
Can you really guess here? Okay.
We want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's not me after six tequila shooters. It is Emilia Clarke. She's from Game of Thrones, and she's in the new Star Wars movie, and she was on Jimmy Fallon last night trying desperately to do Wookiee noises. Here she is.
In the script, there's Chewie dialogue.
I mean, you don't. When you see the movie, it's just Wookiee sounds.
It's just Wookiee sounds.
Like, which is like... I can't do it.
I'm really bad, too.
If I give you a few lines, could you give me, like, a Wookiee line of what that line would be? Because you're supposed to be ready? Okay. All right, say, ready to jump to hyperspace.
Oh! It's worse than I thought it was in my head. I was like, it's going to be bad.
Stand up. Maybe it's because you're sitting down.
Okay, I'm going
to All right, here
be,
we go. This is, now, close your eyes and picture we're in the new Star Wars. All right, and you're supposed to say, watch out, Star Destroyer right ahead. Just sit down.
That's as true as I can do.
That is fantastic. I thought mine was bad, but that is really...
No. Oh my God. Yeah, it takes a very special person to be able to recreate
a special person.
The Wookiee noise.
I would like to hear you try it.
No
LBF.
Way. No way.
Come on.
No, I can't.
Come on.
I won't.
It's all in the back of the throat.
No, because you know what? Yeah. No, I can't.
That's very
that.
Good. That is very good.
Come on.
I will not do it because you know what you're going to do? You're going to save it and then play it back for me for the rest of my life.
I swear I won't.
No, I won't.
But I will. Hey, Hank, can you do it?
You're good.
I sounded like she did.
Yeah. Come on, LB. Come on, give it a try.
Yeah, come on.
Wow, that's good job.
Okay,
good job.
Okay, obviously she can't do it. So when I heard LB reporting this morning on what the post office decided to do, I could just picture the whole scenario. Here's the way the thing kind of unfolds. So the postmaster general, he calls a big meeting, and he has a meeting with the postmaster general and all the postmaster lieutenants, and they're sitting around. He says, "Look, you guys, we need to come up with a plan to sell more stamps. So what do you got in mind?" And some guy says, I got it. He says, "Okay, Fitzsimmons, what do you got?" He says, "We're going to have scratch and sniff stamps." Brilliant. Great idea. That'll make people flock to the post office to buy stamps.
It wasn't Fitzsimmons. It was Cliff Clavin.
Just
get your people right.
So Clavin, what smells do you want to have? He says, popsicles. He says, popsicles?
I don't understand why you're upset about popsicles. It's the perfect summer scent.
Popsicles don't smell.
Yes, they do. They're going to smell like fruit, chocolate, and root beer.
You walked into a store and said, I smell fresh popsicles.
No, when you open up the... All right, it's summer. Picture it. It's summer. Yep. You've walked to the little corner store. You go up to the little, that little freezer thing where you can slide it open to the side.
I know what you mean.
And then you pick your poison, your popsicle, your banana popsicle, your root beer popsicle. No one likes
chocolate
root beer.
Chocolate
eclair. Grape, strawberry, cherry, raspberry, slushies, all those things. Then you take the paper wrapper out, and right before you taste it, the smell of the popsicle. Summer, awesome.
Smacks you in the face.
And it's about being free and no school, and it's great. And the post office is now encapsulating this awesomeness in a stamp.
How about flowers and grass and fruit, things that actually have a smell?
A fresh cut lawn, something like that.
Who wants to eat lawn clippings?
No, this is about
who wants to eat stamps?
You have to be...
If you had to lick these stamps, that'd be a different thing.
Get into the mind of being a kid in summer. This is about... Just go back.
Really?
I'll give you a minute.
Really?
It might take a while.
Okay, so this is going to take you back to your childhood. So if they're going to try to sell stamps to the youth, the first thing the kid's going to say, what's a stamp?
Well, I don't think they're really, let's be honest here, Lauren. I don't think that the post office is really trying
to
get into the black, I guess you'd call it. I mean, they're just like, we're just the post office. Let's make it a little fun while we just pretty much spend all the money. So it's nice. It's a nice little summery thing when you put the little stamps. And it's perfect because when you're writing your little letters to kids at camp, because that's what you have to do, you can put the little scratch and sniff. It's great.
Hey, do they still do that? Do they still write letters to kids at camp?
Yes, they do, because you can't have your cell phones.
You can't have your cell phone, huh?
Well, I mean, like at the good camps, the ones that sleep over, not the ones that you send your kid like I do. Like, bye, see you at 3. So, it is, it's kind of a sweet little thing.
Okay, to each his own.
I guess so.
Okay,
guess
in the meantime. Boy, it was a tough night.
He hates
night
things
last
that
night.
Bring joy.
I forgot. That's right. Thanks for the reminder.
There was nothing to write home about last night.
Wanted to do a couple of grape crush shots after watching that game last night. My God.
Really?
Well, the good news is the Celtics have 3 games left to win 2 games in the Eastern Conference Finals. The bad news is they're once 2 games to none lead. Now tied at 2 after the Cavs beat the Celtics 111-102 last night in Cleveland in Game 4. Cavs led by 14 after the first quarter. And even though the Celtics outscored them in each of the next 3 quarters, they couldn't come all the way back. LeBron James, another monster game, 44 points. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 25. Game 6 tomorrow night on the parquet at the Garden. After the game, though, Coach Brad Stevens didn't seem too concerned.
It's best 2 out of 3 to go to the NBA Finals. Doesn't get better than that. I mean, ultimately, anybody that didn't think this was going to be tough, I mean, everything is tough. It's a blast to have to grit your teeth, get up off the mat, and go after it again.
This guy is unbelievable. Ice in his veins, that coach.
I love the guy.
Boy, he's good. Hey, Red Sox off last night. They started a 3-game series in Tampa tonight against the Rays. Chris Sale against Jacob Feria. The Sox a half game behind the Yanks in the AL East. J.D. Martinez named the American League Player of the Week. The Patriots will be back on the field for organized team activities again today in Foxborough. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, were not in attendance yesterday. Reports say the Pats and Gronk, though, working to restructure his contract. Mm-hmm. NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. Warriors try to go up 3-1 in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals against the Rockets tonight in Oakland. NHL playoffs. The Capitals stayed alive, forced to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Lightning 3-0 last night in D.C.
The Bell Buster is coming up next right here on the Lorne Awadi Morning Show.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Eagle Bank. I called John. It was his birthday. He went out drinking with his buddies. Lost his license. And also, I tell him that they didn't pay the tab.
Look, I'm not paying my own birthday tab for my... This is a mistake. This must have happened before. This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and usually we kind of get stiffed on it, but thankfully you left your license behind. And you already invested in part of this group, so it really kind of saved Stacy from getting stiffed on a tip.
They're making me pay the tab for my birthday. So I'm not paying the tab. I'm not paying it.
5.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So we heard from Patrick, and he took his buddy John out for his birthday this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't enough. He still wanted to mess with him a little bit.
Okay.
Check it out.
Gotcha.
Good morning, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you? This is Travis, the manager. I wonder if I asked Nick a little...
Hi, Travis, how's it going?
Good, thanks. I believe we have your license here at the bar.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But yeah, were you here over the weekend?
Yeah, I was there for my birthday. I'm not surprised I left my license, but yeah, that's great. Are you guys open now? Can I pick it up?
We'll be open in a little bit, but yeah, you guys, you were with that big group, weren't you?
Yeah. Hopefully, I'm the only idiot. I can probably pick up anybody else's card or.
Yeah, no, well, actually, no, that's great. It looked like you guys were having a good time.
It's fun.
Another little issue, actually, while I've got you. Your friend who'd set up the tab, the credit card was actually no good. So I still have the tab. If you could take care of that, that would be great. Because it was like 20 people. I've got the bill right here.
Yeah.
And it's, it was $2,735.80. Then you add in the tip. The tip was, because you were over six people, so the tip was like $547. I need like...
Seven, huh?
Yeah, so I need, with the tip and everything, it's
$3,282.96. That was my birthday. That was a birthday drink.
The card that we have, I actually had to cut up because it was no good. I need you to take care of this right now.
I can't. You no.
Well, I mean, I've,
no.
You're the only one. Well, happy birthday. But
I will bring a friend and his credit card to get my ID.
I really can't let you go until you pay this because otherwise I'm going to have to get the cops involved because. You know, you guys walked out on a big tab here.
No, stop. Well, I didn't walk out. I took an Uber home.
Because I've got your address. You want to send the cops right to your house then?
Look, I'm not paying my own birthday tab for my... This is a mistake. This must have happened before. This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but and usually we kind of get stiffed on it, but thankfully you left your license behind. And you already invested in part of this group, so it really kind of saved Stacy from getting stiffed on a tip.
They made me pay the tab. They're making me pay the tab for my birthday. No, I'm not paying the tab. I'm not paying it.
Hey, John. John, were you with Patrick? Was he the one who set that up?
Patrick was there, too.
He did want to help celebrate your birthday. Do you ever listen to Lauren and Wally on WROR?
Yeah, rather than paying a tab deal or something.
No, but Patrick called us, and this is actually Brian Bell from WROR.
What?
And you're caught right now in a Brian Bell buster.
Oh my god.
Because Patrick wanted to make sure that you remembered your birthday weekend.
Oh my god. I listen to you guys all the time. I can't believe you got me. Well, oh my god.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, guys.
So thanks for listening.
Good morning. Good morning.
And, yeah, and you know what? The good news is you can always get Patrick back on his birthday.
I will.
And don't worry, the tab's all set. I hope you had a great time this weekend.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So this all started on the old interweb yesterday, and it kind of blew things up when they had this article. It says, you know, by the time you're 35, you should have twice your annual salary in savings. And people going, really? Seriously? No, here's what you really should have by the time you're 35.
Yeah, it became like a meme and a tweet thing. So we were like, what do you really have? by the time you're 35. So Lori G tweeted, by age 35, you should have a huge box of cables, but you can't throw them out because you're pretty sure you need a couple of them, but you're not sure which ones.
Oh, I'm familiar with that. You got that, don't you?
Oh, I got a whole Rubbermaid container full.
Yeah, but Luke says, age 35, you should run into friends and say, we should hang out soon, twice a week. You will never hang out. You'll just scream this at each other until one of you dies.
Okay, now here,
it's dark.
Age 35, you should have this. You should have a thing, a little section in your house someplace that has gaskets for garden hoses. But you're not going to be able to find them, and you have to go to Home Depot again and get a whole other new thing of gaskets for garden hoses. Yeah.
That's like the drill that you can't find.
Exactly, Hank.
So you got to go to Harbor Freight and buy another one.
Yeah.
Precisely.
By the time you're 35, you should have 7 different sizes of pants and dresses in your closet. And none of them really look good anyway. That's 35.
You did it.
I did it. You did it.
Good morning, this is ROR. Hey, by the time you're 35, what should you have?
I've been able to help pay your parents back for helping you.
Hilarious.
Do you have kids?
I do.
How old are they?
They're 26 and 29.
Okay, so you're still thinking.
supposed to pay them back?
6 to 9 years to go. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, by the time you're 35, you should have
a paint can full of loose screws and IKEA parts.
Yep, I understand. I can relate to that.
Wait, by the time you're 35, you should have reached that stage of time confusion where you're convinced the 90s was only 10 years ago.
Okay.
By the time you're 35, you really should have 20 socks without a match.
Yep. By the time you're 35, you should have a really good socket wrench with every size socket except the one you need. It's usually the 9/16. You've got them all lined up with that one hole missing in the middle.
Oh, by the time you're 35, you should have at least 6 lipsticks that you know don't work on you, but you can't get rid of them because that would mean all that wandering around Sephora was worth nothing. But anyway, so I don't think you should have that much saved, right? Let's hope. What about 45?
I hear you. Good morning. This is Lauren White. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, honey. Excuse me.
Yes.
I have to say, by the time you're 35, you get rid of all those stupid family members that really, you know what.
Wow. I understand. Wow. Thank you for calling and have yourself a fabulous day.
This morning.
Thanks for calling, Mom.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, your 720 men from Maine. And Ephus decides to go in and get a really good shave at the barber shop. And they use a special technique there. We'll share coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay, time to hustle right along and get to it. It's time for your 720 Men from Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus has stopped by the local combination barber shop and bank, Bangor Shavings and Loan. He wants to get a quick shave from Lem, who's working there part-time as a barber, when we hear...
How you doing, Ephus?
Oh, pretty good, Lem. You know, I can never really get a close shave around my cheek, though. You got any ideas?
Oh, sure. I got just the thing. Take this wooden ball here. And you place this between your cheek and gum.
Oh, okay. Like this?
Yeah. How's that feel?
Well, that's marvelous.
Get a nice tight shave now.
Well, say, listen.
Yeah.
What if I accidentally swallow this ball?
Oh, don't worry about that. Just bring it back tomorrow like everyone else does.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we move into the educational segment of the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And today's subject is parenting. From the experts right here in this studio. Okay.
What is
the... we're the complete experts on parenting. So you got kids, and what is the tool that's going to, keep you in control? What is the kryptonite for the kids?
As you well know, most powerful parenting tool of 2018. Now, I use usually my kryptonite for my kid is television.
Sure, yeah.
Some form of it. Screen time, let's call it.
Right, yeah, okay.
And food. Now, I don't use food as a punishment. Like, if you don't do this, you can't have. food is usually used as like a reward. Is that bad?
The
that
carotid.
Might be bad. Like, you know, well, if you do this, maybe we'll go to a restaurant this week. And then that's exciting for both me and Lucy.
My wife does that for me.
That's kind of like a win-win situation. Yeah.
Maybe you can put some laundry away.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe we'll go to a restaurant.
Of course, it all depends on, a lot of it depends on the age of your child, too. Because, you know, back in the olden days, it used to be suspending, for example, driving privileges for anybody like 16 and over, but that's not a big deal anymore because you know a lot of the kids don't care about driving anymore.
That's
you know?
True. What do you use to?
I tell Sam if you know when he's being bad. All right, we're gonna have to take away your jerseys. He has his NBA jersey collection.
Oh, yeah.
No jerseys. He wears a jersey to school every day. You'd think I'd cut his arm off.
Really?
Yeah, they go crazy.
Oh, like, boy.
Yeah. Hank, I know that you have a thing with taking doors off, but what else do you do?
Well, I used to make my kids lay flat on their beds and they couldn't do anything. They just had to lay flat on their bed.
How do you monitor that? Like, I would just be like, I would be the kid who's
well, it's
like,
easy to see. I stand in the hallway. The door is off the hinges.
I would, like, move a little bit. Yeah, I know.
Very loud beds.
Yeah. Yeah, they just can't use their laptop or their phone or they can't read. They just can't do anything.
Whoa. Okay. Well, that
now, you know what I do now? I tell my daughter, I will not babysit for you.
Oh, that's right.
Well, exactly. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
That works. Well, the most powerful parenting tool of 2018 for kids, actually probably teenagers, too. Taking away Fortnite.
David Price is in trouble.
Yep.
Oh, my God. If their parents are weaponizing its popularity. And 2 out of 3 moms say they love GIF. And also, they've threatened to ban their kid from playing Fortnite as a punishment. And it really does work because kids are obsessed. Like, obsessed.
It is an obsession, isn't it?
Well, look at David Price. He's got carpal tunnel syndrome from playing Fortnite. It's just, it's one of these things where people will just go home, kids will go home, and that's the first thing that they do and the last thing that they do. And, you know, it's great when you want them to be quiet, but when you want them to do something, it's...
Hey, go in your room and play Fortnite, would you
please?
Leave
me alone.
No, exactly. Isn't that nice? So anyway, if you're having trouble with your children... Or even your husband. Take away Fortnite.
Yeah, no Fortnite tonight. Okay.
I say take away food because after 10 days, they'll pass right up.
It keeps them very, very, very quiet. Okay. Coming up, we got your dirty laundry report. Amazing the number of people who watched the royal wedding. I mean, just stunning.
Yeah. You know what else is amazing? The song that Paul Simon hates that Paul Simon sings.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you guess which one it is?
Okay, and I got a little quiz for you concerning the royal wedding. Which wedding did more Americans watch? Was it Kate and William? Or, you know, was it the one that just happened
Harry
over the weekend?
Harry and Meghan?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think I know.
Okay, we'll give you the answer coming up during Dirty Laundry. In the meantime...
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, here we go. It's Tuesday morning, time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry update.
Okay, what Paul Simon song does Paul Simon hate? We're going to get to that in 2 minutes, but first I got a couple of little tidbits of information for you. First, a big deal Netflix deal. Someone's getting married. And the spoiler alerts. All right. Just so you know, everyone was watching the Celtics last night, but 3 things happened on television that you might not be aware of, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay. If you don't want to know the answers, put your fingers in yours.
Yeah, you're going to find out anyway.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Miss USA is Miss Nebraska. The fact that this continues to go on and be televised in the United States of America is just unbelievable to me, but I am just reporting the news, and I will just leave it there.
Okay, and just remember that Miss Nebraska is a term that you will rarely, rarely ever hear. Because whoever says, boy, I sure miss Nebraska.
Maddie Poppy is the American Idol winner.
I don't know. Is
Has anybody,
watching anybody that?
Watched American Idol? But Adam Rippon, I'm very excited, is the winner of Dancing with the Stars, the Mirrorball Trophy. I'm glad because I know that our friend Tanya Harding was in the top 3, and that made me very uncomfortable in my body because that is all so wrong. Okay.
And the answer to your question is yes, a lot of people are watching American Idol.
Yeah.
Is in the top 10 pretty much every
week. I want to know how it did compared against the last season on Fox.
That's a good question because it wasn't doing very well the last season.
Guess who's getting married? Oh, I was stunned when George Clooney got married because he said he was going to be a bachelor for the rest of his life. But guess who's getting married? I'm just a girl standing in front of Hugh Grant wondering if he's going to marry his baby mama. And yes, he is. Hugh Grant is 57. He is finally going to marry his girlfriend of 6 years. She's the mother of 3 of his 5 children, one of whom I think was born while they were together. Anyway,
he's never
whatever.
Been married before,
nope,
he?
Never. No, but he was with Elizabeth what's her face from the Royals for a long time, but then they broke up because of that unfortunate situation with the hooker.
Oh yeah, the hooker.
I'm really
thing.
Going
yeah,
back.
That can
though.
Happen. Yeah, that happens.
Barack. Okay, guys. Barack and Michelle Obama have signed a multi-year deal with Netflix to produce, I don't know, a bunch of things like documentaries, features, docuseries,
really?
Unscripted series. Like, this is kind of incredible. The production company they have is called Higher Ground Productions, and it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, mostly presidents, like, they work on their libraries, and then they work on a book maybe, but this is really bringing it into the 21st century. Is that where we're in? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, finally. All right, you guys, listen. Okay. Paul Simon. Doesn't like all of Paul Simon's songs. Sometimes you write a song and you're like, man, I don't really want it, but it's a hit and you have to play it. All right, so he forgot the lyrics to a song, and this is what happened.
Anybody know the words? Because I made a mistake and forgot the lyrics. That's all. I'm going to penalize myself. I'm going to sing one of my songs that I loathe.
Really? Which one is it?
This will teach me. Because I hate this song.
God.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
Is that the 59th Street Bridge song?
Too fast.
Okay.
This is the happiest, nicest song.
I hate this song.
He's not alone.
Yeah,
hang
he's
on.
Not alone.
Feeling groovy.
Oh.
It's a great song. It has a very Sesame
Shoot
Street
me.
Quality. Please, don't ask me twice.
Okay, now here's the answer to your question. Which royal wedding got the most viewers? Are you ready for this? What do you think? Which one of the royal weddings was it? Kate Middleton, or was it Meghan Markle?
It was Meghan and Harry, I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
American viewers, 20% more. And it's probably because, you know, with the Kate Middleton wedding, America didn't have a dog in that fight. And now they had an American in this one, and they all wanted to see that one.
Well,
plus,
you know,
it was more fun, I think.
Yeah, it was a Saturday morning. It was like, it was,
better,
you know, there was
time
not.
Time zones.
Yeah, it was good. It worked out. It worked out for everybody. It was a nice wedding. It really was. I'm still thinking of it fondly, the way that you do it, like on a weekend. Oh, it was a nice wedding, wasn't it, darling?
It was a nice wedding, you know. And the reception was so nice. There was the queen doing the chicken dance and all that sort of thing.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Are you ready to rumble? Win a grand in 60 seconds. The game is on the air. Our player this morning is a qualified paralegal from Lakeville, Massachusetts.
Oh, Lakeville Heritage.
You don't know how
flowers.
Qualified
okay,
she
well,
is.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. Let me double check. Hey, Aaron, are you qualified?
I guess so.
Okay, good. Her name is Aaron Hayward, and welcome to the show. It's great to talk to you this morning, Aaron. And
thank
you believe
you.
That you have a pretty good shot at winning this $1,000, don't you?
I'm going to try.
Aaron, say hi to my cousin Darlene at Heritage Flowers in Lakeville. Yeah.
Oh, I certainly will.
Okay.
Say hi to my cousin Eric at Savas Liquors.
Maybe you can buy a lot of flowers.
Okay, I will.
Here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. In 1 minute, you'll hear the clock ticking in the background. If you don't know an answer, say pass. Move on right away. At the end of 60 seconds, you will hear a buzzer. If we have time before that buzzer, you can come back and pick up any questions you've passed over. Now, if you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three,
you can do this.
2, 1, go.
If it's 5 o'clock in Boston, what time is it in New York City?
5 o'clock.
What Revere Candy Company is being auctioned off tomorrow?
Necco.
Who was the first host of Family Feud?
Richard Dawson.
What is Tiger Woods' first name?
Pass.
Which city in the world had the first paved roads?
London.
What does the B stand for in MBTA?
Pass.
What political couple just signed a multi-million dollar production deal with Netflix?
Pass.
Where is the newly crowned Miss USA from?
Nebraska.
How many seconds are in 5 minutes?
300.
What is the surface for the French Open tennis tournament?
Clay.
Okay, let's go to what is Tiger Woods' first name?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like you did a really good job. You lost good. A little steam there, yeah, but, six. You know, that's all right. You did really well. Good show.
Okay, let's pick up the ones we passed on.
Okay, Tiger Woods' first name is Eldrick. Rome is the first city in the world to have paved roads.
That's the only one you got wrong.
B in MBTA stands for bay.
I was thinking bus.
Yeah, I was thinking.
A tricky one.
Backup.
And the Obamas signed a multi-million dollar production deal with Netflix.
That's okay. You got a fine really consolation good. Prize. I think you're going to enjoy this. A pair of tickets to see Dead and Company. May 30th, Xfinity Center. This is a great show. You will have a great time. You get all. You'll have a good time. It's a trip just to go to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, tickets are on sale now, livenation.com. You will have your tickets, and thank you very much for playing the game.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Good job. You Don't too. Feel bad.
Okay. Everybody else, you want to play, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com. Randomly picking players from online entries. So log on today, WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Moving into the educational segment of the program this morning. And this is all about health and weight and all that sort of thing. For example, you might think, well, I'm the perfect weight. The problem is I'm just not the right height. You know, if I were 9 feet tall, I'd be the perfect weight. So there are some new ways to lose weight that we didn't know about before.
Why are you looking at me?
No. Just saying.
Okay, well, all right, there's three. I'm going to help you be healthier this time around, all right? These are the three things that you need to know. First off, this is the one thing that you should eat every day. You eat one of these a day, and you will reduce your chance of heart attack or stroke by 18%,
really?
According to a new study.
A whole fish. Kind of
nope. Anything?
An avocado.
No, but that's yummy, especially on toast. An egg. Now, I'm really annoyed by this because we were told to stay away from eggs for years.
Sure. Yeah.
And now it's like, no, you need an egg a day. So everyone should be eating an egg a day.
Hmm. What if I just have a 12-egg omelet, you know, every
What if
every,
you have pancakes? Days. Because there's an egg in that.
That's right.
Right?
Well, cake. Eggs cake. And cake.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, just so you know, an egg a day, no cheese, not wrapped in batter.
Lost.
Yes. Okay. The other thing, too, is that if you do this one thing, you can lose weight. And it's taking off your shoes, but it's not before you get on the scale. That's my trick. If you take off your shoes at the front door, you can lose weight. Why?
Why?
I know.
Yeah, that's
this
my
is weird.
Question. Why?
Because you track in fewer chemicals called, and I had no idea what these were called, obesogens that mess with your hormones
really?
And promote fat growth. No.
Now that sounds like up. Something that they made up, you know.
It kind of does,
for the
but
obesogens.
I like it.
I know
I'm not
my
fat.
Problem.
I just have a lot of obesogens in my house.
You're not taking your shoes off before
I
you go
I never
in
take
house.
My shoes off.
You don't?
No.
Oh, God, you have to.
I even nap with them on sometimes.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, obesogens, just so you know, are not just on your shoes, but they're in cleaning products and cosmetics, processed foods, even dust floating around your house. And that's why taking your shoes off matters. Also,
my house is so dusty.
Yeah, that's your problem. It has nothing to do with anything else. Avoid heating food up in plastic. That causes obesogens too, especially if you're heating up a sub. Okay, and finally, your phone can actually help you get in better shape thanks to these people called SoftBank, a telecom giant. They've announced a 22-pound dumbbell case. Billed as the world's heaviest for the iPhone, it's now on sale for
$100. Wait, you're supposed to carry your phone in a 22-pound?
Well, you don't have to carry it, but like you can watch a movie with your phone because it's designed to face the user at a 25-degree angle. Oh. So you can watch an episode of Friends
so you hook
while
it on the
you're...
And you do curls or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Brilliant. There you go. I mean, not a bad idea. Right?
Well, my phone just said there's a salad bar near me.
Excellent.
Anyway, so just so you're healthier and happier on this Tuesday in May.
Okay, here we go. We're getting into late May now. June is coming up. The first day of summer is less than a month away now. Like, it's 29 days till the first day of summer. So that means for the first time this year, the flies and the insects are going to be coming out.
Ugh.
And you're going to have flies in your house. Have you ever noticed how hard it is to swat a fly? There's a reason for that, a scientific reason.
Okay.
We're going to explain exactly why it's difficult to spot a fly coming up next. In the meantime,
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your nature report this morning right here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show, because we're moving into the last half of May, which is 3 days away from Memorial Day, the weekend kicking off here. And that means the fly season is about to kick off. Have you seen house flies in your house yet this year?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Vigilant.
I saw one yesterday for the first time. So that means you're going to be trying to swat flies this year, and we're going to tell you exactly why it is so difficult to swat a fly. Difference? Try to swat a fly and you miss. The fly's gone before you can get to it.
I don't use a fly swatter. I use a lot of different types of things that are available at that moment. The laptop was a mistake.
That was a big mistake. So here's the reason. Everything appears to be happening much slower than it does to us. Here's the way the normal eye for the human being works. You think that things happen continuously. You know, just there's one always motion, but it's not true. Actually, how fast things happen is called the flicker rate. And we actually see little things in clips that's all put together by our brain. So it looks like it's one constant motion. It's like, here's an example.
Like when they came out with talkies.
Exactly. Take movies. And each one, an old film and a movie where they run it through a projector, it's just a series of single pictures. And then when they run it through, it looks like continuous motion.
Like those flip books.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoon
flip books,
it looks like movement. Yep.
All right,
gotcha.
So like a fly has like a bajillion eyes, right?
That's true. They have, well, actually they have two eyes, but they are multi-lens eyes.
Oh, okay.
And they have like, it's like these little eyes all around the eyes. Mm. So everything looks like it's happening four times slower to a fly than it does to us.
So like on your phone, say you take a picture with that slow-mo, that's like, that's how a fly sees all the time.
Oh no, look out for that fly swatter.
Here comes the fly swatter now.
So they see it coming from a mile away.
And so they have time to get out of the way. It's just the opposite of the turtle. Now, see, we get 60 images per second.
You try to swat a turtle, you got problems.
No, turtles are, you know, everything appears to be, to the turtle, it looks like everything's going real fast. It's like the turtle saying, oh, you know, I was assaulted by a bunch of slugs. What happened? I don't know. It was all so fast. And so they're just the opposite of the fly. So that is why it's hard to swat a fly. So the key to swatting a fly is you have to be very decisive. You can't, try to sneak up on them because they're going to see you coming. You just have to stand back and just go whack and get them right away.
Does that
pretty much bring up to speed?
I think it brings me up to speed. It helps if the fly is on a turtle.
You can always
right?
have fun if one lands on your brother's forehead. Don't move.
Stay right where you are.
I missed it.
Yeah, I'll keep using my fly swatter that's like a tennis racket with the little zapper on it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Those surprise them no matter how quick they see it coming.
That's right.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.